This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden used his first address before the U.N. General Assembly on Tuesday to promise what he called aggressive diplomacy. He said U.S. military power must be our tool of last resort, not our first. Biden also vowed that he would not seek to escalate conflict while not mentioning rival power China by name. In an earlier speech before the General Assembly, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it would be impossible to address dramatic economic and development challenges while the world's two largest economies are at odds with each other. President Biden said, "We are not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided into rigid blocks." He said the United States is ready to work with any nation that steps up to pursue a peaceful resolution to shared challenges, even if we have intense disagreements in other areas. Biden also used his half-hour speech to push for aggressive action against COVID-19 and climate change. He said this decade will, in his words, quite literally, determine our futures. He added, "We'll all suffer the consequences of our failure if we do not come together to address the urgent threats like COVID-19, climate change, or enduring threats like nuclear proliferation." Also Tuesday at the General Assembly, South Korean President Moon Jae-in called for a speedy resumption of talks between the United States and North Korea. Call comes a week after Washington said Pyongyang had violated UN Security Council resolutions by firing two ballistic missiles into the sea. Moon said, "I hope to see that the Korean Peninsula will prove the power of dialogue and cooperation in fostering peace."